Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Mark, Mark chapter number 15. We'll read one verse, and I'm going to preach to you on the subject, I have been rescued. Now, my preacher friends and a couple of you have heard me preach this several times. I've labeled it and titled it several different things, and I finally got peace about what I wanted to title it, so I give you the title again. It's called I Have Been Rescued. Amen. Mark chapter number 15, verse number 15 says, "And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified." Let's pray. Father, thank you again for the opportunity we have. Thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, I could just read this one verse in your Bible. This word is so powerful. It could do so many things, so much better than I can. But I thank you, Lord, for using me the way that you do. And I pray that you'd take a hold of my tongue and let me say nothing more, nothing less than you'd have me to say. And you get the preeminence in all things said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. So like I've said before, my title, I Have Been Rescued. I want to talk to you for a few minutes on this man that a lot of people know about, this portion of Scripture when Jesus was being crucified and being tried by Pilate, on this man named Barabbas. Yes. I want you to look at Barabbas. If you look throughout the Bible and the portion of text that he is mentioned in, you can read about, you know, what he was and who he was. But the first thing I want you to know, he was a robber. He had robbed people. He was a murderer. He set up a rebellion. Right. He was this awful sinner that was deserving of hell.
Yes, right.
And that's what I want you to look at that and keep Barabbas in your mind. I want you to keep thinking about who he was and then think about who you are. You say, "Preacher, I'm not nothing like Barabbas. I've never, you know, killed nobody. I've never stole something. And I'm not deserving of hell. I'm a good person." Well, I hate to tell you, but when you was born, you was deserving of hell. Whether you sinned or not, you woke up and was born a sinner, just like I was and just like Pastor was.
Yes,
but one day a Savior come by your way and he lifted you out. Yes. So just for a minute, I've showed you Barabbas. Let's look at Jesus. Let me tell you this. The name Barabbas means son of, or Barra means son of, and Rabbis means father. So he was son of the Father. That's what Jesus was. Jesus is the son of the Father.
Yeah.
So Jesus come and takes Barabbas' place on this cross as the son of the Father. So I want you to look at this. You may think, "Well, I'm a preacher's son." Well, no doubt, Barabbas means son. Barabbas means son of, and Rabbi's a rabbi. That's a preacher. So maybe Barabbas was a preacher's son. You never know. So just because you're a preacher's son or a preacher's kid doesn't exempt you from being lost. Barabbas was lost and on his way to hell. So we see Barabbas as a robber and a murderer, and that's what you are. You're a sinner. The Bible says you break one commandment, you're guilty of breaking them all. So look at that as yourself. We're hell deserving. I am hell deserving, but God saved my soul. So I want you to see Jesus in this portion of Scripture. It says, Jesus, I wrote a few things down that I think of when I think about my Savior. I think about the Son of God, the Son of Man, 100% man, 100% God, the Messiah, the great physician, the provider, the Almighty. I can't even name all the names that He is. He's just perfect. He's done everything. He's done nothing to deserve this death. But Barabbas is sitting in prison, and they're saying, "Release Barabbas. He's a bad person, but we want to kill Jesus, so release Barabbas."
Right.
Why don't you look at me and you? We're sinners. We're blind to the gospel. We're prisoners. We're workers of iniquity, thieves, murderers, and we're hell deserving.
Yep.
So think about this. Picture yourself in a prison cell, and you're on death row, and you hear this jailer making his way down that hallway, them keys shaking.
Yep.
And you're sitting in that prison cell, and you think, "I'm about to die. They're going to put me to death."
Yep.
And that key opens that door, and the jailer opens the door and says, "You're free to go."
Amen.
That cross told you you're free to go.
Yes.
But there's only one way out of that prison cell, and that's through the door. Revelation in my Bible says, Jesus said to them, "I am the door unto salvation." So you go through that door to get out of sin's prison, you got to go through Jesus.
Amen.
So just to show you, just think about it. You're sitting in your prison cell. You're lost. You need a way out. There's a door. Revelation says it. "I am the door unto salvation." That's Jesus Christ. That's the cross that he laid, that rug out in front of your prison cell. All you got to do is walk across that cross to get to Jesus, and that blood will cover your sin. So think about it. You might say, "Who's Barabbas?" Well, I was Barabbas. And God saved my soul and took my place on that cross. He took my hell on his back, and he did it because he loved me. I'm done, preacher.